Hi everyone, Saturday recording this week. Getting later and later, aren't we? We'll meet the next week's show coming the other way or something. Welcome to the Fendrin Cast 74. We're nearly three quarters of the way to the century. We'll get there next spring, hopefully. Thank you, as always, for listening and for comments and feedback. And despite the fact that we are close to the start of La Vuelta, we are doing something slightly different this week, insofar as I've had one or two messages saying, right, you know, you kind of start of the year, you previewed how your season would go and what you were up to. So what's happening in your world? So it seemed like a fair enough before the Vuelta gets properly into it, just to kind of summarise, really, because I think a lot of the time-pressured cyclists, I believe, is a thing. There's a lot of people with a lot of time pressure in their life, so it's interesting to kind of talk about how it's worked or not worked in my case. So you go back to the start of the year, I was keen to time trial and ride more time trials. I'd been kind of mixing up sportives and stuff like that with time trials. This year I was kind of dedicated to it. I had a target time in mind to get down to. I had the time trial bike, all of the pointy crash hat, everything all was ready, everything was kind of engaged to be in place. I'd worked really, really hard over the winter, following, you know, all of the stuff strictly that my coach had laid down for me, and I felt that something good was going to happen this season, and I felt that I would be in a position to get some pretty good results. Things started going wrong fairly early on, though, but you know, you kind of think I shrug those off. I tried to work hard on my mentality, mindset, that kind of stuff. It was kind of getting to the same level as the year before. The year before, so 2016 summer, been punctuated by loads of races getting cancelled and through various weather situations, and there was even like a blizzard in May. It had been absolutely, you know, catastrophic, and it saved it, you know, in terms of results on the last midweek of the season, of the time trialing season. So I was confident that I wanted to start a bit quicker and a bit fresher. It actually started New Year's Day, riding the Fenland Clarion 10 on, and maybe it was a foresight of things to come, because it absolutely hosed it down, and it was kind of like riding the road bike with very little air in the tyres to try and get as much grip as possible. And you know, okay, got round, fine, moved on, one in the bag, got the, you know, a number pinned on, then kind of looked to start to work towards a couple of opens, a couple of weekend events. One of those never got enough entries to, didn't get enough entries to proceed, and then another of them didn't happen for, I can't remember actually the whole host of reasons. Anyway, I kind of started thinking and took up a couple of marshalling duties to try and get those jaunts off before, you know, the season got into full swing. In terms of club tens, as you may or may not remember from earlier in the season, my good lady wife was started a college course. That was on Wednesdays. That was the night that both St Ives and Fenland ran their 10. So I was kind of reliant on some extra time from grandparents to look after the girls, to make sure that I was able to ride. I managed to get one Fenland 10 in. that was it. And a couple of St Ives ones, because that was a bit more local later on in the season. But, you know, naturally, grandparents who were kind of looking after or taking children to school for us at sort of 7:30, 8:00 in the morning are certainly not consistently going to want to hang around till 8:30, 9:00 at night to put them to bed. Certainly not so daddy can ride a bike race while mummy's away at college studying in Cambridge. So, you know, that kind of fizzled out. There was a couple of weekend opens. It was typical April, May weather. You know, the trees were bent double on the side of the F1. The first week it had been recently newly resurfaced. And that kind of, you know, basically, I think my morale kind of folded. They were both short 25-minute 10s in events that were won with like 21s and 22s. So, you know, in terms of gaps between me and the pointy end of the race, you know, that had contracted. And to be fair, you know, I kept in the 25s for the other 10s that I did in the season, but they were too few and far between to get any sort of rhythm, any sort of consistency going. And I think it's true that as you get older, and I'm 43, you need races to get fit. It's not, you know, training can get you to a certain level, but there is an element of desire, there's an element of racecraft that you need from riding, you know, like a 10. And you know, from my perspective, I didn't quite get into the routine enough to do so. The only other thing, event, race type thing that was on my calendar was the Tour of Cams. I didn't feel that I was going so great, so I dropped from the race to the sport pen. And it was one of those days, really, that you know, the wind was a real factor in times of kind of, you know, when the race started going, it was splitting up, and then the headwind was bringing it back together, and there were some massive groups. Didn't feel great, I didn't have enough food, managed to pilfer a Mars bar at the side of the road before actually kind of finishing quite strongly. And if I had to say what a highlight of my season was, it was probably the last 20 miles of the Tour of Cams, because I started to properly get into it. I felt good. I felt like, you know, my legs were coming. And actually, you know, the last, especially the last sort of 5-10 miles, I was passing people that I thought had dropped me for good on the day. So, you know, strong, just a shame that, you know, there was nothing event-wise that I could, you know, utilise to back it up. So that kind of brings us to now, where I'm not being coached anymore, because, you know, if I'm not riding races and not riding events, there's very little point in taking up a spot where a coach can actually make a difference to someone who is racing and who is out there week in, week out getting results. And you know, actually I'm looking forward to getting on to the Fendrian Flanders trip in the middle of September, and then for the first time in, I reckon, 22 months, actually having a bit of time off the bike. And for me, that'll constitute a couple of weeks, definitely, maybe even three, depending on how long I can resist doing a bit of jogging or, you know, playing rugby with the kids and stuff like that. So, you know, there is a plan to end the season next year. You know, who knows? Because I've changed job as well, so I'm travelling all the way over to Lincolnshire. So it's a case of, would I even get back in time to ride a 10, even if you know, even if there's someone at home with the kids. So a challenging season out of 10. Who knows? You know, I'm just looking forward to getting over to Belgium, doing one or two rides, and just enjoying it for what it is. And actually, I've found that the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've quite enjoyed my cycling. And that's not to say I wasn't when I was having defined targets and defined goals, but actually, you know, I did an FTP test the other week, and maybe it should, you know, be higher than the one I did at the start of the year for sure, because I'm into the season. But actually, I hadn't lost that much in terms of pure power, in terms of watts, since being coached. So I'd kind of almost found my level and stuck to my level. And there's been one or two rides that I've been out and I've been thinking to myself, do you know what, I wish there was a race on, because I think I could, you know, deliver something. So that's positive, and as a mindset, that'll take me into next year. So, you know, I'll do a bit more work on the bike, I'll try and get more yoga in to be a bit more aero. But, you know, this one I'm just gonna, you know, chalk it down and say five six races, not enough racing really to get myself to the level that I wanted to be at. But, you know, those targets for this year, they can roll over to next year. There's no reason why I can't deliver those results, hopefully, next year. Who knows? What could possibly happen? So, yeah, that was it, really, in terms of a summary for the show. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I hope some of that resonated with some of the challenges that you have with families and careers and trying to fit enough time in for training. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back to talk the start of the Vuelta a España next week. In the meantime, thank you very much. Follow us on Facebook, which is Fendrian. If you search for that, you've got fendrian.eu, which is the website, and on Twitter and on Instagram. So thank you very much, and take care.